education. Number one, to sit an exam, meaning to take an exam. Example, it is stressful to sit an exam, so I think that continuous assessment is a fairer system. Number two, to fall behind with your studies, meaning to improve more slowly in studying than other people so that you fail to learn the course material at the necessary speed. Example, irregular attendance at classes is one of the reasons why some students fall behind with their studies. Number three, to drop out of college, meaning to leave college or university without finishing your studies. Example, a number of students drop out of college when faced with the pressure of formal exams. Number four, to pay off a student loan, meaning to repay money borrowed in order to study at college or university. Example, owing to the difficulties of paying off a student loan, some young people prefer to look for a job after leaving school. Number five, to deliver a lecture, meaning to give a lecture. Example, it is just as easy to deliver a lecture online as it is to give a lecture in front of a class of students in a lecture theater. Number six, to take a year out, meaning it is when you have finished your school and you've got a place at university, but you'd rather spend a year at the school of life, either working, doing some community work, or doing something adventurous. Example, taking a year out before studying your degree course can give you a chance to further develop your skills, as well as giving you the opportunity perhaps to travel and work in a different country. Number seven, to have a good grasp of something, meaning to understand a problem deeply and completely. Example, children who begin to learn a foreign language in primary school are usually able to have a good grasp of the new language quickly. Number eight, to have an important, vital, essential role to play in something, meaning of great significance or value. Example, many educators support the view that homework has an important, vital, essential role to play in the schooling of children. Number nine, to engage face-to-face with somebody, meaning to have a conversation with the people involved being close together and looking directly at each other, for example, in a classroom. Example, the main drawback of the trend towards online university courses is that there is less direct interaction, which means students may not have the opportunity to engage face-to-face with their teachers. Number 10, to broaden one's horizon, perspective, experience, knowledge. Meaning, to increase the range of one's knowledge and experience, enrich one's knowledge. Example, a vocational course in journalism helps school leavers broaden their knowledge of the world of the media. Number 11, to improve their level of academic performance, meaning to get better academic results. Example, children can improve their level of academic performance by doing all their homework regularly and carefully. Number 12, to develop, encourage an independent study habit, meaning to support students in their acquiring independent learning skills. Example, it is important for children to develop an independent study habit because this prepares them to work alone as adults. Number 13, to pursue higher education, meaning to continue to study at higher and higher levels such as university. Example, in the UK, it is quite common for students to take a year out before pursuing higher education at university. Number 14, continuous assessment, meaning giving students marks for coursework or projects rather than sitting exams. Example, many students consider that continuous assessment is a fairer way to assess their work than sitting an exam. Number 15, to instill in students the value of learning, meaning to make students realize and understand the benefits of learning. Example, in these early years, the teacher is a mentor who interacts directly with pupils enlightens them, and instills in them the value of learning. Number 16, to pass a test, graduate with flying colors, meaning to pass a test, graduate with complete or outstanding success. Example, her parents were delighted when they learned that she had graduated with flying colors. Number 17, to be admitted to a top-tier school, meaning to gain entry to a high-ranking school. Example, if John had not worked hard, he would not have been admitted to a top-tier school like Harvard. Number 18, to increase the provision of vocational courses for school leavers, meaning to offer courses in vocational training to high school graduates. Example, not every student wishes to pursue academic studies, so governments should increase the provision of vocational courses for school leavers. Number 19, to take advantage of distance learning educational programs, meaning to make good use of a system of education in which people study at home with the help of the internet or TV programs and email work to their teachers. Example, it is possible for pupils in rural communities to take advantage of distance learning educational programs, giving them the same opportunities as children in city schools. Number 20, to give feedback to students, meaning to give guidance on the work of a student through comments or corrections. Example, one disadvantage of the virtual classroom is that there is no teacher to give feedback to students on their mistakes.